Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 12th of June, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon said it's banning the use of its facial recognition software, Recognition, by police for a year. The company said its goal is to give Congress more time to implement rules around AI-enabled facial recognition, which is shown to be biased against people of darker skin. After years of criticism about the ways it fuels anxiety and perpetuates misinformation, Twitter seems like it's trying to make its platform a better place. In the last few weeks, it's rolled out some new features, including the ability to see quote tweets under the retweets section, fleets, like Instagram stories, and warning labels for tweets with possible misinformation. On Wednesday, Twitter announced its latest experiment. It will start asking, just Android, for now, users to open the link to an article they're about to retweet if they haven't read it already. Zoom temporarily shut the account belonging to a group of US-based Chinese activists after they held an event to commemorate the 31st anniversary of China's Tiananmen Square crackdown, the activists said on Thursday. Humanitarian China said the event they held on May 31st was hosted by a paid account and was joined by over 250 people worldwide via video conferencing platform Zoom, while more than 4,000 streamed it on social media, many of whom were from China. The account was shut on June 7th, they said in a statement. Industrial control networks are coming under attack from a range of ransomware attacks, security researchers have warned, after an experiment revealed the speed at which hackers are uncovering vulnerabilities in critical infrastructure. Security company CyberEason built a honeypot designed to look like an electricity company with operations across Europe and North America. The network was made to look authentic to entice potential attackers by including it and operational technology environments, as well as human interface systems. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.